person at a time.
And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me for another hour and edition of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Happy Labor Day weekend, by the way, to everyone out there. And we've got an exciting broadcast. We're going to kick things off by talking to a representative of the Ford Motor Company all about a couple of different new offerings in the realm of police vehicles. Ford, for years, has dominated the police car market with the Crown Victoria, but now they've got two new, all new variants available for law enforcement officials all across North America, and we're going to get the inside scoop right here in the next few minutes. A little later on, we're going to be joined by a gentleman who had just recently set a couple, matter of fact, I believe it was three different land speed records out on the Bonneville Salt Flats, and he was driving this missile-like vehicle powered by a Cadillac engine, and he went somewhere in the vicinity of 366 miles an hour. In hour number two of the broadcast, heard on many of these Auto World affiliate stations, we're going to be joined by, among others, Lou Ann Hammond from DrivingTheNation.com, frequent contributor as well to many TV and radio shows around the nation. And we're going to talk to Lou Ann about a gamut of things, including some of the recent press drives that she's been on with the new Nissan Juke, with the new Lincoln MKT, as well as her upcoming trip to Paris, where she's going to be attending the auto show. Along the way, we're going to take your telephone calls at the usual number. Here it is. It's 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And also, want to remind you, when you get a chance, check out my website. Two different websites, BobLongRadio.com, my all-encompassing website of all the different radio programs that I do, and the one dedicated to this show, which is AutoWorldRadio.com. While you're at it, hop on over to the network's website, GCN Live, and you'll be able to see a whole gamut of shows in addition to Auto World. And the cool thing there, you can sign up for a free podcast of Auto World. You can also check out archives of all the shows that we've done over the past year or more, and you can listen to the previous week's show on demand 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, even via the telephone. So lots of cool stuff happening there. We'll throw out a trivia question just to get things off on a right foot here on this Labor Day weekend. Going back into the decade of the 1970s, which car company brought us the Bobcat? Who made the Bobcat back in the 1970s? 800-259-9231. Right now, to tell us all about the latest from Ford in the realm of fleet management and police vehicles, it's my pleasure to welcome Fleet Marketing Manager for the Ford Interceptor, Jerry Koss, to Auto World. Jerry, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very well, Bob. Thanks for having me.
You're having a hopefully busy and good Labor Day weekend. Any particular activities out there in Detroit that you've been attending?
It's a beautiful day today. I've been working in the yard and hope to get in 18 holes of golf tomorrow is my desire.
Well, I don't blame you in the least, Jerry. One thing that we were wanting to talk to you about is very important to lots of folks, to everybody actually, and that's the vehicles that our law enforcement agencies drive. And I know for years Ford has been involved with providing police departments, for example, around the nation with police vehicles. What was the first police vehicle that Ford offered? It must have been way back when, Jerry.
Well, it's interesting. If you go to our world headquarters and visit in the lobby area, Bob, we actually have a Model A that is a police paddy wagon on display there. But it was actually in 1950 that we came out with our first police pursuit package. for the law enforcement community. So technically you could say that we've been building vehicles dedicated for the law enforcement community for roughly about 60 years.
Wow, that's amazing.
You're right. And of course the Crown Victoria has been the market is the market leader today and has been the dominant vehicle for the past 15 years.
Absolutely. And I noticed, too, that after they retire from police duty, a lot of these Crown Victoria police vehicles end up in the realm of being taxicabs, which are kind of a testimony to the heavy-duty craftsmanship that has been put into these vehicles.
Right. That's correct. It is a very reliable and durable vehicle, and that was one of the key elements that we knew we had to achieve with our next generation all-new police interceptor vehicles was to deliver vehicles for the law enforcement community that met their needs, especially of reliability and durability.
Yeah, before we talk about the two distinct offerings, let's talk a little bit more about how the Ford team interacted with the law enforcement community in getting ideas for this new generation of vehicles.
We have a police advisory board that's made up of 27 law enforcement agency personnel, both from the U.S. and Canada. And we have been meeting with them regularly for over 3 years on the design and development of these vehicles. We've brought them out to our proving grounds for driving evaluations. We brought them into our design studios. They've been meeting on a regular basis with the engineering team, again, reinforcing what the needs of the law enforcement community were and just telling us how can we make our next generation purpose-built police vehicles to meet their high expectations of what is required for police work.
That certainly makes a lot of sense. A little bit earlier this year, you introduced the sedan variant of the police interceptor, but the big news in the last couple of days, you kind of surprised a lot of folks by introducing the first ever Ford police interceptor utility vehicle. Tell us a little bit about the decision to build this.
Well, law enforcement work has changed over the years with agencies and the requirements having different needs today. For an example, carrying more equipment or used for different purposes. So we wanted to give our customers, you know, the police departments throughout the nation, the ability to choose what their fleet needs. And by giving customers the ability to choose different vehicles with different options, we're allowing the police units to have a fleet that is customized to their needs.
In addition to the attributes of a utility vehicle having a lot more space, I understand also you're offering both, actually, the utility vehicle as well as the sedan variant of the Interceptor in all-wheel drive capacity. So that's certainly going to add an extra level of performance and also foul weather capability.
Foul weather or just overall control of the vehicle, Bob. When we've had our advisory board members out on our test tracks driving the vehicle, these vehicles, as compared to offerings today, they have just been amazed at the stability and control that all-wheel drive provides them, both on wet and dry pavement in inclement weather and in good weather. They're just in better control of the vehicle.
It makes sense. And the other thing that makes sense is, you know, with the ever-rising cost of gasoline, you guys have come up with a great solution here with this utility vehicle. Normally, we think utility vehicles are going to be a little bit more costly when it comes to fuel economy, but I understand this new police interceptor utility vehicle actually gets better fuel economy than the outgoing Crown Victoria police interceptor.
Well, our focus, our corporate focus is fuel economy leadership on all new vehicles that we introduce. And that's the same with our new police interceptor models. We have taken the displacement. We are offering these vehicles base engine with a 3.5 liter twin independent variable cam timing powertrain, V6 powertrain, that delivers 30 more horsepower than the outgoing Crown Victoria, but also delivers 20% better fuel economy.
Wow, what a great story. More straight ahead. This is Auto World.
When your car breaks down, it's already too late. That costly repair bill could have been paid by an A-plus Auto Protection Extended Service Plan. Even if your manufacturer warranty has expired, if your car has less than 130,000 miles, you can still be covered. Don't pay the dealer upcharge. Get the same coverage over the phone right now for much cheaper. For a limited time, also get roadside assistance and towing, but you must call now. Call 800-871-4131. Again, 800-871-4131. 800-871-4131. Not all plans available in all states or for all vehicles.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
Yeah, so what happens if I've got a claim?
You call our 800 number.
And get some guy in Kuala Lumpur?
No, we actually have an in-house claims unit.
And it'll take, like, months to send me my check.
Oh, we're lightning fast with our settlements.
Of course, you'll probably send me to your brother-in-law's repair shop.
Sir, the restoration shop is always your choice.
One more question.
Sure.
What kind of a freak house are you guys running?
Some things are too good to be true, like Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit Haggerty.com.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 3rd, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $1,250.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,283.87, $641.94 for a half ounce, or $320.97 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,283.87, $641.94, or $320.97.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm, warning of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. CBO is drawing a parallel between U.S. economy and the Greek economic meltdown. Debt to GDP climbing to unfamiliar territory and deficits rising to unsupportable levels. Hi, Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risks of deficit spending, aging population, and rising interest rates spells economic disaster. Call today at 800-686-2237. I'll send it free. Again, call 800-686-2237. Ask for the CBO document. Call 800-686-2237.
So you got your emergency food, water, guns, and ammo, right? What about your paperwork? Your medical and insurance records, legal documents, emergency plans? Keeping and knowing where those vital papers are can really prepare you. That's why you need Prepared Binder, an emergency binder designed to keep all your important documents in one safe place. See Prepared Binder at PreparedBinder.com or call 480-284-1826. Prepared Binder, organized peace of mind.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
There's a wide range of stuff on here.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Yes, yes. Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man. How you drive that Cadillac there?
Welcome back. Thank you very much for joining us. You're listening to Auto World. My name is Bob Long, along with Jerry Koss, Fleet Marketing Manager for the Ford Interceptor. We're telling you all about that, and we got a trivia question out there. Our toll-free line is 800-259-9231. Joining us in Iowa, it's my pleasure to say hello to Craig. Craig, how you doing?
This is Rich.
Rich, I'm sorry. Wrote your name down wrong. I worked too many hours today. Rich in Iowa, thank you for joining us. You want to take a stab at the trivia question?
Well, if memory serves, that was the variant of a little car that was that had the name of the latest mark to bite the dust on it. That was a Mercury variant of the Pinto.
You got it. Absolutely 100% correct. It was indeed the sister to the Pinto, the Mercury Bobcat. Do you have a favorite new vehicle out there?
I really like the new Mustang.
Oh, you can't go wrong with that. That's a looker, definitely. Well, hang on the line, and we're going to get all of your information and put you in the running for a very cool prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. So thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
800-259-9231. Jerry, let's talk a little bit more about the Interceptor, available both in sedan and utility variant. And I would imagine the utility version of this vehicle has not only that off-road capability that I imagine certain departments would very much enjoy having, but also it's got a lot of cargo carrying capability.
Yes, that is correct. Obviously, with it being utility, it is a higher package vehicle. So in the third row compartment, we have plenty of cargo capacity and with 800-pound capabilities, cargo carrying capabilities in that vehicle.
I understand safety was of the utmost importance when designing the Interceptor, and it's just chock full of all kinds of safety items. Tell our listeners more about that.
So I think most important, and you are correct, safety is the number one priority. These officers that are in the vehicles are out there protecting the community, and we focused on delivering a vehicle that will provide them with the utmost safety. And one of the key items is continuing our safety leadership with our police interceptors to pass 75-mile-per-hour rear crash testing. And currently, the Crown Victoria Police Interceptor is the only pursuit sedan to meet this test. But in addition to that, our new police interceptor vehicles will feature our exclusive safety canopy, side curtain airbag rollover protection system to protect the passengers in side impact and rollover crashes. And it utilizes our unique roll fold technology to help position the bags between the occupant and the side window.
Very good. And it also, in the utility form, is going to have the new state-of-the-art curve technology, and that's very, very cool indeed. If you're going too fast into a curve, it actually can do four-wheel braking, bringing you down by 10 miles an hour in 1 second.
Right. And that is unique to the utility vehicle, and it is our state-of-the-art technology designed to help drivers maintain control of their vehicles when taking curves at high speeds, which can be a normal occurrence for an officer who's in a pursuit application.
And probably eliminates the need for special training, because I know myself in driving a lot of cars in the course of a year, you cannot drive a sport utility vehicle as fast as a regular traditional car, so sometimes it would take some special training, I would imagine, to get those officers up to speed.
Well, one of the items we wanted to do is drive as much commonality between the sedan and the utility vehicle, both in terms of maintenance and overall, serviceability of the vehicles. So the vehicles have common engines, common brakes, common oil filters, common batteries. So that's one item. But also it was tuning the driving dynamics. And we were at one of the test tracks with members of our police advisory board. And we had them drive both the utility and our sedan variant. And I thought it was just wonderful that one of the members that was there after we were doing our debrief session said, if I was blindfolded and in the vehicle and being taken around, I would not have been able to tell you whether I was in the sedan or the utility. They drove identically. And that was great peace of mind for training of their officers, because they felt there was little or no difference between the driving dynamics of the two vehicles.
Wow, that's very impressive. Of course, the interior is very important to all police officers, because that's kind of their office for 8 hours a day. And you guys have loaded the vehicles up with lots of cool technology features.
Well, yes, we have. We have designed the vehicle. As we say, these are purpose-built vehicles for the police industry. So 90% of the interior, seats, center console area, rear seat design and dimensions is completely unique on both vehicles. But a good example of taking technology and modifying it to meet the needs of the law enforcement community are the buttons on the steering wheel that are could be used for audio or climate control or these types of features. And what we're coming out with is a solution on our police interceptors that enables the agency to map the steering wheel control buttons to the equipment that they use most, such as alarms and lights. So rather than having to take their hands off the wheel, turning to the computer or the on-off buttons that are generally in the center console area, by using these programmable buttons, they will be able to turn on their sirens, turn on their lights, while maintaining vision going forward and their hands on the steering wheel.
Great news. And the new utility vehicle also has forward sync system, the blind spot information system, cross-traffic alert, a rear view camera, reverse sensing system, and standard advanced track with roll stability control. So that's lots of high technology built into one vehicle.
Well, the Crown Victoria was the right vehicle for its time and place in the market, and it has served the industry very well. But as I said, the market is changing, and there's a greater customer need today for new technologies, and that's what we're trying to do, or will be doing, with our new police interceptor.
Tell us about the sedan variant. It also is available with a 3.5-liter V6 engine, front-wheel drive, all-wheel drive. But I understand you also have a more powerful variant of that engine available, too.
Yes. On the sedan variant, we are going to be offering an additional optional powertrain, which is our 3.5-liter EcoBoost engine. And that engine will deliver 365 horsepower. So when the agencies, if the agencies need a vehicle for high-speed pursuit or get up, the police interceptor sedan has outstanding performance, outstanding horsepower, and its torque curve is just flat-lined all the way. So it gets to the power immediately and holds it throughout the operation.
Wow, Jerry, very interesting stuff. Thank you so much for your time. Where's the best spot on the web for folks to get more information?
For more information, go to www.fordpoliceinterceptor.com, and that'll have all the information you need.
Thank you, Jerry. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Classic Restoration specializes in the restoration of antique cars, classic cars, and trucks. We have the capability to restore your vehicle to your exact specifications, from concours level to making your classic more drivable with the advantages of today's technology, no matter how large or small the project. Call Classic Restoration today at 845-258-2550 or visit classicresto.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like free inventor's information? Call InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, and learn how to get your free information. Call toll-free 1-800-647-3200. That's 1-800-647-3200. You'll learn how to attempt to patent your idea and submit it to industry. Call 1-800-647-3200. That's 1-800-647-3200.
Can you live with minor aches and pains? Maybe. But oftentimes, those won't-go-away pains become so debilitating that we are not able to do things we used to, like go for a walk, garden, or even button a shirt. Now, restore normal function naturally and give yourself the freedom to move with Recovery Extra Strength. Over-the-counter drugs will stop the pain, but at the expense of your liver. Recovery Extra Strength is the number one solution for pain and inflammation. It contains Nutricol, a unique proprietary blend of green tea and grapes, and is made in Canada under strict Health Canada oversight of natural products. If you suffer from arthritis, bursitis, tendonitis, back, or other aches and pains, use Recovery Extra Strength. Call 866-543-3388 or go to RemarkableRecovery.com. Get free shipping on orders of $50 or more when you use checkout code GCN Radio. Call 1-866-543-3388 or go to RemarkableRecovery.com for Recovery Extra Strength for pain-free mobility.
Work from home. Yeah, right.
Yes, the typical make money from home scam has become a cynical laugh in this country. But for only $5 a month, this home-based business is anything but typical. Finally, a business we can all afford. AtHomeRevolution.com. But you're thinking, how much can it be worth for only $5? And how much can you earn with that little investment? Here's the truth. 94% of all who joined AtHomeRevolution.com have stayed. 94%. With AtHomeRevolution.com, there's no stress, no talking to anyone,
unless you want to,
and no long-term contracts or commitments. Request free information at AtHomeRevolution.com. It's honest, easy, and true. AtHomeRevolution.com, the best home-based business in existence today for only $5 per month. Then a one-time $10 investment for advertising. One time. That's it. AtHomeRevolution.com. That's ATHomeRevolution.com. Say yes to residual income with AtHomeRevolution.com.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the
Happy Labor Day weekend, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us. 800-259-9231. That's the way to get a hold of us. Bob at BobLongRadio.com or Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com. We've had one trivia question in this hour of the show. Let's see if we can make a second winner out of somebody. Let's go back in time and tell me which car company brought us the vehicle known as the Phoenix. Who brought us the Phoenix in the early 80s? The Phoenix was made by who? 800-259-9231. That's our toll-free as I take a drink from around the country, 800-259-9231. Who made the vehicle back in the early 1980s called the Phoenix? Or you can email us up, Bob at BobLongRadio.com or Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com. We're scheduled to be joined by a very fascinating gentleman, hopefully in the next few minutes, who's going to be telling us about the Speed Weeks out in Bonneville, where he set not one, not two, but three world records with a Cadillac-powered, I want to call it a rocket ship because that's what it looks like to me, but we're working on getting him. If we don't, for whatever reason, get him on today's broadcast, we will definitely reschedule him in the weeks to come. Meanwhile, still to come on today's show, I might as well spill the beans here and tell you what else we've got coming up here on the broadcast in hour number two. Lou Ann Hammond, she's the person behind DrivingTheNation.com, also appears on many television shows and the John Batchelor syndicated radio program. Going to be telling us about some recent test drives. Also want to ask her about something I was reading online today. We should ask the folks at TrueCar.com if this, in fact, is indeed true. Today is supposed to be the best day of the year to buy a new car. Of course, all you need is money for that. But if you have money, today and tomorrow are the two best days of the year to buy a new car. I don't exactly know why, but this is what the folks at Kelley Blue Book are saying. This is what the folks at the New York Times are saying. And I don't have any reason to believe that they're wrong. They must have done some research and found out that this is a good time of the year. Certainly, model year clearance is underway by many different makes. And if you're not the type of person who wants the latest and greatest, a number of vehicles are about to be replaced by all new vehicles. For example, the Ford Explorer is going to be replaced by an all new model. But if you don't care so much to have the latest, you can certainly get a great deal on an outgoing 2010 Ford Explorer. The same is true for the Dodge Durango, which is all new for 2011, but you can get a great deal on the 2010 variant. Well, our special guest has arrived here on the scene, and we'll bring him up right now on the Auto World guest lines to tell us all about some exciting adventures recently out in Bonneville. It's my pleasure to welcome Amir Rosenbaum from Spectra Performance. Amir, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Bob. Thank you.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your racing adventures. I understand it all started years ago, and you made your first trip out to Bonneville when you were driving a super exotic from Ferrari, one of my favorites, the Ferrari F40. When was that?
That was in 2006. We started building the car in 2003 and got it all compliant for all the safety regulations by 2006. And after getting out there and finally making about five runs in the car and absolutely terrifying myself, the big realization hit that this is the wrong car for this event.
And what were the things that made the F40 wrong? Because it certainly is an amazing vehicle, but I understand the fact that it has a relatively short wheelbase didn't help the situation.
Right. It's got a 96-inch wheelbase. It's just 8 feet from hub to hub, and so it's a real short car, and it's a very wide car. It's over 6 feet wide, and it's got a wing, and it's got aerodynamics that really are intended for it to go in one direction, and that's forward, which is all good and fine, except it's a matter of physics, and it's something that I don't understand, because obviously that day in high school in physics class I was absent or something. But basically the back end of the car travels at a rate that's slightly faster than the front end of the car, and I don't know if that makes sense to you or the listeners. It certainly doesn't make sense to me, but this is what it feels like. If you go into an empty parking lot, you find a steel pole that's just sticking up out of the parking lot, and you just ease up to it and put the center of your front bumper right on that pole, and then as soon as you touch it, give gas, a lot of gas, first gear, and go to second gear, third gear. Of course, the rear tires are spinning, and the back end is going to the left, and it's going to the right, and what it's trying to do is it's trying to come around the front. It's trying to go faster than the front. And that's what it feels like to go out there when you hit this wall of air that you can't see. It's invisible, but the front of the car basically hits it. The back of the car doesn't have this wall of air, so it's trying to come around.
Sounds kind of scary.
Yeah, it's not a good feeling. Not a good feeling, because you're trying to steer left and right and left and right, and the course is only about 70 feet wide, so you got to keep it between the flags, and you don't want to take out timing lights and all their expensive lasers and things, so It just, you know, at the end of the whole experience, it was, this is really great, and Bonneville is just a super place to be, and the whole event is just wonderful, but it's just the wrong car.
Totally, and we got to hear all about the vehicle that you were piloting, and you set the three world records in, but we got a number of people want to chime in on this trivia question. Let's go first to Mark in Pittsburgh, listening on WPYT. Mark, welcome in. Thank you so much for calling.
Hi, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Happy Labor Day weekend.
Yeah, same to you.
Let's see if we can solve the riddle here. Who made the Phoenix vehicle?
Oh, that'd be Pontiac.
Ah, yes, another brand that has bit the dust. Must be going through my head here today.
Yeah.
Excellent. Have you ever seen pictures of the Bonneville Salt Flats?
Oh, yeah.
It's really an amazing place, and Amir has been there, so he's going to tell us all about that experience. But meanwhile, hang on the line, and we'll get you in the running for a cool prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage, and thank you for listening on WPYT. Amir, for our friend in Pittsburgh and for myself, who has never been there, kind of paint us a little verbal picture. I understand it's kind of like being on the surface of the moon.
I guess if the moon was all white and relatively flat, it's called the Great Salt Lake because it's a lake. And there's different experiences on it that you just wouldn't experience anywhere else on Earth because it's obviously not water, although when it rains, you can get up to 2, 3, 4 feet of water on the lake. And then it dries up, and it leaves a very flat surface. When you go out on the lake, and it's dry, obviously when it's dry, when you go out on the lake and you're driving around, it's like driving around in your car, but it's like a boat on a lake. So you could be going in one direction, and then coming towards you on the left side is a converted school bus, and it's got a chimney sticking out of it. And on the right side is some guy in a semi, and they're both going about 80, 90, 100 miles an hour. One's coming on your left, one's coming on your right. Nobody seems to blink. Nobody seems to worry. You just hold the steering wheel where you are, and boom, one guy goes on your left, one guy goes on your right. You keep going. There's no direction of travel. There's no lanes. There's no nothing. It's just blank, vast, white, nothing. It's like a different planet.
Absolutely. And how thick is that salt? Is it consistently thick throughout the lake, so to speak, or are there places that are a little bit soggy?
Yeah, that's the problem. I guess years ago, millions of years ago, it was very thick. There's one salt lake in Australia, Lake Gardiner, and I've been told that it's 2 meters thick, like 6 feet thick.
Wow.
This one here averages about 5 inches. And so there's a water table underneath. And so when we run, we grade a course and we mark it, but there's different sections of the course. And some of them could be as hard as concrete, literally would shred a tire. You see pieces of rubber flying. And then other places are like the slushy drinks that you buy, except it's not melted ice. It's just a slush because the water's coming up. And it varies between both those. And it's you can tell when it gets thin because you see the brown dirt come up through it as you dig down through it. So it's a very inconsistent surface.
Wow. Amir, we got to hear lots more on the other side. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Baby, let's cruise away from here. Don't be confused. The way is clear.
Audi continues to surprise the automotive world with a number of all-new vehicles, including a 10-cylinder version of the 24/7 supercar, the R8. Audi's Philippe Brabec.
We are talking in the hundreds per year, so definitely very, very low numbers. That's the demand. We have an order bank of about, you know, of a few hundred vehicles right now. That is sort of the exclusivity that this car comes with. We have just recently launched together three vehicles. It was the S4 sedan, the S5 Cabrio, and the R8 E10. The S5 Cabrio is a new derivative based on the A5 and S5 Coupe. New convertible is also powered by a supercharged V6.
I'm Bob Blog for thelongdrive.com.
For world-class auto detailing, use what the pros use worldwide. Sparkle Auto. At sparkleauto.com, the products and services we deliver are as good as it gets, and the knowledge behind them, even better. We always give you our absolute best, like our large 5-foot square chamois. It's Sparkle Auto's hottest selling item, voted by our customers as the most valuable chamois. This imported chamois is made of the highest quality microfiber artificial leather, so no scratching ever. It always remains soft, gentle, and pliable, no matter how much water it's soaks up. The Sparkle Auto chamois will not shrink or grow stiff with age or dryness. See it and buy it now for only $19.95 plus shipping at sparkleauto.com. That's sparkleauto.com or call toll free 866-372-9559. Experience the best customer service and our 110% price guarantee at sparkleauto.com. Call 866-372-9559 today for good value on top of the line auto detailing products from sparkleauto.com.
There are all sorts of things on the market designed to keep you safe when you're out and about. Whistles, mace, you name it. But for real peace of mind for parents, students, and children, you need an iSafe bag.
We heard a loud noise, and I could see a flashing in the backpack.
The sound was different than a car alarm, so it was a different sound, so we looked to see what it was.
I think it's a great idea.
Introducing the iSafe bag, a backpack that looks normal until you pull the pin. The iSafe bag emits two powerful sirens and a high-intensity strobe light simultaneously to attract immediate help.
Having the iSafe bag gives me a feeling of being safe because I know when I pull the alarm, people will hear it and they'll come and help me.
For mobile personal security, get the iSafe bag at iSafeBags.com. That's the letter I-S-A-F-E bags.com. iSafeBags.com.
I thank God that she had that backpack and she had enough sense to use it.
It's like having a bodyguard with you all the time. The iSafe bag, the patented bag with a built-in alarm, available at iSafeBags.com.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name-brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
And I think it really does make a difference.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
I guess I should know.
To our new station in Maui, Hawaii. Welcome aboard. Thanks so much for being here. And we are joined by a fascinating gentleman, Amir Rosenbaum, who recently set three world records out at the Bonneville Salt Flats. And Amir, just one more question on the salt flats themselves. Does it ever, does it stay this way year round, or does it eventually return to lake form at one point during the year?
Well, it goes to a lake. It becomes a lake, and that's what makes it flat. We run the first event is in August, and the last event typically is first week of October. And after that, once you get the rains, it becomes literally a lake.
Oh, wow.
So from October all the way through the following August, it's a short window of time when we can have a dry patch in there where we can go and run.
Oh, that's amazing. So tell us about the vehicle that you set three world records with.
So it's pretty amazing. It's a streamlined vehicle. It's in the class Streamliner, which is an unlimited class. You can build pretty much whatever you want. Everybody tries to build it as small as possible to punch as small a hole into the air, so it makes it as slippery as possible. And our vehicle is about 38.5 feet long, and it's 29 inches wide, and about 29 inches tall, except in the cockpit section where it gets a little bigger, and then also in the back where the two rear wheels are, it flares out for just a little bit and tapers back. So it looks sort of like a missile with a built-in cockpit and a little area for tires in the back.
And not too much room for the pilot yourself.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, I'm 6'1". I could stand to lose a couple of pounds probably. And I wear, I think, a 46 long last time I bought a jacket. The world is so casual now. Nobody wears jackets. But I remember years ago, I think I wore a 46 long. Whatever that means, you know, 29 inches is just not enough. So when I get in the car, my shoulder blades literally come in.
Wow.
And I'm in a hunched over position as I'm belted in and have to drive it that way because otherwise, you know, it's just ergonomics is not the main feature of our car.
So 366 miles an hour and you utilize the Cadillac power plant. Tell us about that.
Yeah. We use a big block Cadillac from the 70s. It's a stock Cadillac engine. When you see these old caddies running around, they got 500-inch engines in them, and That's really what it is. It's bored out just slightly, so it's 529 cubic inches. We use the stock heads and we use the stock crank.
Wow.
And we put in, you know, good pistons and a cam and things like that. But other than that, it's basically a stock block Cadillac, which nobody out there uses. We also turbocharge it. So there's two giant turbos and there's a huge intercooler. But for the most part, the architecture of the engine is a stock Cadillac. And it, to me, it's kind of a special deal because Cadillac, as far as I'm concerned, is the first performance engine in that way back when hot rodding really got started, at the very, very beginning, the guys would take a Model T, which was plentiful and cheap, and they'd strip it of everything. So all the fenders are gone, any excess weight. And then they looked around for the most powerful engine they could put in it, and that was a Cadillac. So before there was an aftermarket for go-fast parts, guys put Cadillac engines in the rails of a Model T, and that was the world's first hot rod. So Cadillac was there at the very beginning, and I think it's kind of cool to keep using Cadillac power today as opposed to just a typical big-block Chevy-based engine. Not that there's anything wrong with big-block Chevys. I have a lot of stuff powered by big-block Chevys, but it's just kind of cool to go to the salt flats with Caddy power.
Absolutely. Tell us a little bit about your company. I know you've got some really cool videos there. Tell us about some of the products.
Yeah, the videos are they're on our website, www.spectreperformance.com, and it's right on our homepage. You just click on Speedliner, and you get all the good stuff on the blog. We make air intake systems and filters, and we're launching a new line of air filters, high-performance air filters, and we couldn't fix think of a better way to test these things. I mean, we test them in labs, and we have dynamometer, and we have a flow bench, and we put them through all the different sets of you know, all kinds of tests, but there's really no test like performance. And so when we put them out there, it's about the harshest, most caustic environment on Earth. The salt, the chemicals that are in the salt are just incredibly harsh. When you see stainless steel start to rust, you know you're dealing with a powerful, you know, thing. And so we put them in there. We also mount our turbos are mounted low and our air intake is mounted low. Most people locate their air intake way up high above the body line and they have a little scoop because they're trying to get the cleanest air possible. We don't care because we run our filters. So we put the scoops down low. And in some cases, when we run through slushy salt, we end up packing our air bucks with like 100 pounds of salt. I mean, it literally has to get scooped out by hand and it takes 10, 15 minutes just to clear out all the salt. But so far, the filters have worked incredibly well, so we're really pleased with that. And, you know, it goes to show you the guys in R&D did their homework, did their job. Otherwise, we'd have fried the motors a long time ago.
Absolutely. So these filters, are they available right now for regular vehicles out there, or are they still in development?
They're going to be. We're going to launch them early next year, and hopefully they'll be available in all the different auto parts stores. We're still going through final R&D and manufacturing, all these little procedures that you have to go through before you put out a national brand. But we'll have, I don't know, a couple hundred part numbers available to cover basically 95% of the vehicles on the road.
Fantastic.
If it's good enough to go 366, it should be good enough to go on your car.
Absolutely. We're definitely going to have to keep in touch because I just love hearing your stories. And the fact that you've gone 366, which is just an amazingly fast speed for anyone to attain. But I know when you talked to me before on one of my other radio shows, you told me that you want to go 400 miles an hour. What's the story, Amir?
That was our goal from the beginning. Our goal from the beginning was to go 400. And it's one of those things that started off with a conversation where people were saying, you know, how far can you take a gasoline engine? And the number 400 gets thrown around. And most experts will tell you it's impossible. It can't be done. And so that's a challenge, isn't it? So we think it can be done. And so we're going to go back out there again in about 2 weeks. There's an FIA event, and FIA is the international sanctioning body for motorsports, and they have they use USAC to sanction the event, and we're going to go for an international land speed record. And really hit the number that I wanted to hit. My personal goal is to go 400, just to see if that car will go 400 on gasoline.
Wow.
Which has never been done before. That's just something that's way out there. But we think we can do it. We looked at our telemetry. We looked at everything. It's a very difficult thing to do to go that fast. It's not as simple as strapping in the car and just putting down the gas pedal and pointing it straight. There's just a lot of complexities. And to set a world record, you have to do it twice. You have to back up the run. A lot of people have run it. I think there have been 13 human beings who have ever driven a wheel-driven car over 400 miles an hour, but only five have set records.
Wow.
You know, Mickey Thompson was one of the guys who went over 400, but he could never set a record. It's just that hard. My kids are not into cars. They're into stick and ball sports. And so the analogy I use with them is, hey, if it's a ninth inning, bottom of the ninth, two outs, bases loaded, you're down by five or four or whatever you need, and you got two outs, and there's two strikes against you, and you hit a grand slam. That's a great deal, right? That's super. Everybody, I mean, it's high fives all around. In order to set a world record, you got to come back the next night, bottom of the ninth, two outs, two strikes, grand slam again, do it again, and then you get a world record. That's how hard it is.
That is mighty hard. And everybody wants to know, you know, what it feels like to go that fast. I've gone pretty close to the 200-mile mark, but 300, 366 miles an hour, what does that feel like?
It's, you know, it's fast. It's it's really fast. And it's and you use a different type of thought process to drive it at that speed. You can't just drive the car consciously like you would on a freeway at 65 or 70 miles an hour. It's a whole different ballgame. The first thing about it is right up until about 250, the vibrations are so bad because the salt, as flat as it looks, isn't really that flat. There's a lot of little bumps and ripples, and they get transferred through the car. And so the vibrations are to the point where the mile markers, for example, are these giant orange squares. They're huge orange squares. They're about 6 foot by 6 foot square with a giant number written on them. So the first mile is written. It's a one, obviously. Then you get to the two. I can't read those. That's how bad the vibration is. I know what they are, and I see them going by, but I can't read them. The three I can make out. By the time we get to the four and we approach, you know, we're a little over 300, the four I can see pretty clearly. The five I can see clear as a bell. All the vibrations have smoothed out. But now you're covering that mile in about 10 seconds, so every quarter-mile post goes by in about 2.5 seconds. And so there's just this insane amount of speed, and you're literally driving the car. I think on one of the runs, there had been one of the guys had crashed a few runs earlier, and his car pirouetted up in the air and came back down and put these huge divots in the salt over a period of about a mile. It's like an airplane wreck, you know, it just kind of tumbles and goes. Well, they filled it all in, they told us, they said, you got to stay to the right. Stay middle right of the course because that left part is really bumpy. But we got to the 3.5 mile mark, you know, it was literally like, you know, we're going like 325, 350 and accelerating. And it's like I felt like putting on the turn signal and just
hold that thought.
One lane.
Hold that thought, Amir. We'll keep you over to the next hour. This is Auto World.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.